This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. You know, if you ask Hank Smith, there is no reason for the banjo to get stuck playing only bluegrass music. Playing the Beatles or even Beethoven makes for an interesting sound and a fun challenge. His genre blending style perfectly complements the music of classically trained fiddler Patty Hopkins Kinlaw. The duo has joined forces with guitarist Ben Parker and Robert Thornhill and bassist Scott Warren. Together, they are Hank, Patty, and The Current. That band's going to play next Friday, September 8th, at Muddy Creek Music Hall in Winston-Salem, and they're a showcase artist at the International Bluegrass Music Association's World of Bluegrass, which is coming up this month in Raleigh. And here they are on The State of Things. Welcome, Hank, Patty, and The Current.
Thanks so much for having us,
Frank.
Did
I get that right again the second time around? I did.
Yep, that is correct.
It's great to have you. Patty, let me ask you, I'm going to start with you and ask you about your early exposure to music, because you really are begin with kind of a classical training, or at least a preference for classical music early on.
I did. My mother is a classical church organist, so I grew up to lots of Bach and things like that. Started at four, and my brother did as well. We studied the Suzuki method.
Oh, okay. So you can play that thing very well. You're now playing a kind of a rootsier sound. When did you make the transition? Or is it a transition for you? Maybe it's not.
It was. It was in my teenage years. I think now, just being an American string player, I think it's important for us to grasp our roots music as well as, you know, Western music.
Yeah. Hank, how about you? Very different experience in terms of music.
Yes, I'm the only one in the family that can play anything. As the son of transplanted Yankees, I grew up on Northeast classic rock and all that stuff. Yeah. And I heard a banjo for the first time and thought it was the coolest sounding thing ever, and thought, why not play all the stuff that everybody else is playing on guitar on the banjo and just kind of go from there.
Is that true? I mean, you love the sound? Because I did hear a story once that said you liked the thought of just hauling a banjo to high school looking cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, as cool as one can be doing that, but yeah. At the same time,
why you thought that was going to be the chick magnet, I don't know.
Well, but you know, I mean, it's Florence, South Carolina, so.
Okay, that's something.
There it is.
But you actually liked the sound, and you really thought, like, right off the bat, you heard it and said, well, wait a minute, there's a lot of possibilities for this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just thought it sounded so amazing, such a dynamic instrument, and it's one that can play, you know, melody, harmony, and rhythm all at once. So there's a lot going on in it, and why not do a bunch of different things with it other than just the prescribed notions?
Sounds a great idea. Will you play a song for us now?
Sure. We're going to play the title cut off our album, if that's all right, called Hold Your Head Up High.
How you are,
Hank Patty and the Current with the song Hold Your Head Up High. They're going to be playing in Winston-Salem on September 8th at 8 o'clock. That's at Muddy Creek Music Hall. Then they're in Raleigh on September 22nd. And again in Raleigh for the IBMA World of Bluegrass, which is coming up at the end of the month. Big event for the state of North Carolina and certainly the Triangle. So there's a story behind that one, Patty. Tell us about the lyrics, because that song came together a kind of a collaboration, but a kind of accidental collaboration, I guess.
It was an accidental collaboration. We, Hank and I, we do the Northeast. We do a duo tour in the Northeast, usually about once or twice a year. And I think, well, the day we were sitting in Central Park West on a park bench, and this is where the lyrics spun off for me. And then it was a fairly stressful tour. I think we were heading back. My mother was going into a major surgery that next week, and family was very present in my mind. And I think this song ended up just being a symbol of, you know, the relationships we have with one another and family, friends, and even acquaintances, just to hold them dear. And
yeah, but the lyric, you wrote the lyrics, and they were the result of some fairly heavy thoughts. Then
that is correct.
Going through your mind, but Hank, I understand the melody came from a different place.
Yes, indeed. Inspiration can come from many places, Frank. And
the band is just falling out here, Lava. Go ahead. Tell us more.
So, you know, if you watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, as one does on the holidays, you'll recall in that movie there are cut scenes wherein a disembodied hand comes and opens up the little advent calendar thing that show what day it is. And the music that's playing in that sounds like... And I was like, huh, that'll work.
Wow, so that's couldn't be more different. And it did work. It did work. I mean, how did you, is that generally how you collaborate? I mean, do you sort of, are you off on your own, or are you working together, bouncing ideas off of each other back and forth?
We watch Chevy Chase movies and then come up with really great ideas. No, I mean, it is very much a collaboration. Yeah. Like, one of us will have an idea and then bounce it off the others, and then it'll kind of evolve from there. Sometimes things are set. We'll come with full compositions, and it's like, play this. Or it'll be more like, here's some ideas. Let's all kind of coalesce together. And Patty is really good at arranging and kind of reining me in a good bit. So that works, I just think.
That true?
We make a great team. And with these guys, too, that are right here with us, the Current, they're so creative. And we don't want to get things too over your range, because we want to have fun and keep it fresh.
Can we have some fun right now and do another song for us?
Sure. This is a tune that... The working title was Baroque Banjo, but we came up with Earl in Vienna. Okay. And it's the hard one. Thank you.
Oh, y'all nailed the hard one. Hank Patty and the Current playing Earl in Vienna really is a kind of a marriage of those two styles, a kind of Baroque, you could have called it Baroque banjo, I guess, or Bach on bluegrass or something. But yep. Great stuff. And was this intentional? You really wanted to make the song that I'm going to leave you time to play us out, but I do want to ask this question whether or not this is something that you intentionally wanted to prove that these sounds really are made for each other.
Well, sort of. It's worth mentioning that my mentor and banjo teacher is Jens Kruger, and he has influenced a lot of how I compose tunes now. And so, like, the idea of marrying those two styles is not totally foreign anymore.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
With Patty's background, it makes perfect sense to be able to just organically flow into the other.
That is great. Listen, I'm going to tell everybody all about you and then leave you time to play us out. But I want to remind everybody that you're listening to Hank, Patty, and the Current. Hank Smith, Patty Hopkins, Ken Law, Benjamin Parker, Robert Thornhill, and E. Scott Warren on the bass. They're going to be September 8th at 8 o'clock at Muddy Creek Music Hall in Winston-Salem. Then they're going to be at Duke Progress Energy Center in Raleigh on September 22nd. And they're going to be at the World of Bluegrass IBMA at the end of the month in Raleigh, September 26th through the 30th. We've got all that information at our website, stateofthings.org. The State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Sheldon Orman, Laura Pelliser, and Jennifer Brooklyn. Robin Copley's our technical director. Al Wadarski helped out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, Hank, Patty, and the Current.
Walking around reminiscing times, I'm packing up things, but I'm doing fine. Oh, carry on, oh, carry on. Looking back on another time when you were mine all dressed in white. Oh, carry on, oh, carry on. Where there's not much to say, I guess things, they just work out that way. In my head, that just means that I've been so misled. Oh, carry on.